fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Fighting soldiers from the sky.
All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 12th day of January, year of our Lord, 2017. How about that? Welcome to the John Moore Show. Okay, prepper tip of the day. You may find yourself with guests, possibly some adult children, their spouses, maybe their children, your grandchildren, showing up at your safe haven, and you'll need shoes. If they're there for very long, they will need, especially the children. Children grow up so incredibly fast, So here's a thought, and I've done this myself. Look around your area you live in. I have to travel 40 miles one way to find the place I'm about to tell you about. It's a charity-run, church-run thrift shop. Stay away from Goodwill, by the way. They charge way too much for stuff that they get for free. thrift shop run by a charity, a church. Now, the one I go to, I've been buying boots and shoes for children, teens, and adults for 50 cents a pair. Seriously, 50 cents a pair. You can get good quality, durable boots and shoes. What I do is take a black plastic trash bag and literally fill it up. For $20, I can get 40 pairs of boots and shoes for men and women, boys and girls, and infants. And I've done that a couple of times. I have a good inventory of boots and shoes for my daughter, her family. Now, getting size 13 boots for my grandson is a challenge, but I got several pairs of those. So, but that's a proper tip of the day. And there's lots of things, especially some of the more expensive things, like heavy winter coats, for example. That are pretty pricey if you have to pay retail for them. Routine shirts and trousers and things like that you can do okay on, but the more expensive things like heavy winter coats, you can really do quite quite well on. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have open lines this first half hour. We'll be joined at the bottom of the hour by my friend Tom Berryhill. We'll talk about the energy cleaner. Hour two, we'll be talking to Jeff Harness about the Ozark Survival Homesteads. So it'll be a full 2 hours. This first half hour, we have a lot of new listeners, a lot of people who've never heard me talk about bugs before. This is a big deal. In case you don't know it, I'm about to tell you, the world we live in cannot and will not function without bugs. We may think of bugs as pests, as a nuisance, or maybe as beautiful butterfly, but the world we live in cannot exist without bugs. So let's go back to Labor Day weekend 7 years ago. I'm up in Massachusetts doing a road trip back to Missouri. It's a straight through road trip. We're leaving right at dusk from Massachusetts. Convoy of two vehicles. Traveling on the interstate highway, going across New York State, east to west, at the speed limit, about 68, 70 miles an hour, at night, on a warm summer evening. We stopped for fuel, 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening. And it's a typical interstate service station with a dozen or 20 really bright white lights. And I get out to put fuel in the vehicle, and I notice there's maybe 5 or 6 dead bugs on the windshield. And I think, this is odd. It's a warm summer night. I'm on the interstate highway going 70 miles an hour, and there are 6 bugs on the windshield. I look up, and I can literally count the number of bugs flying around the bright white lights of the service station. We fuel up, get back on the road. About 3 hours later, 2-3 hours later, about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, repeat performance. 5 or 6 bugs on the windshield, almost no bugs flying around the bright white lights. Fast forward to the summer of 2015, 2 years ago. The summer of 2015. I'm in Florida. I have a speaking engagement down there. I'm northbound on the interstate at night in Florida in the summertime. I'm going 70 miles an hour. I stop for fuel at 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening. And I get out. I look at the windshield, and there's maybe 5 or 6 bugs. I look up, and once again, I can literally count the bugs flying around the bright white lights. So I had coffee with the director of emergency preparedness for my county. And she says, oh, yeah, John. Within 100 miles of the Atlantic Ocean, within 100 miles of the Pacific Ocean, within 100 miles of the Gulf Coast, there's almost no bugs in this country. Almost none. And I looked at her, and I said, really? She says, yeah, really. She says, the Midwest is the last refuge of the bugs, which includes bees, by the way. And we need more than bees to have our world function, by the way. Now, having or not having bees, having bees is not optional, is what I'm trying to say, when it comes to pollination of our fruits and vegetables. It is not optional, on one hand. On the other, the ecology that we occupy, that we call planet Earth, we call the United States, cannot and will not function without bugs. It can't. It won't. Now, I don't know why there's almost no bugs within 100 miles of the East Coast, within 100 miles of the West Coast, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, within 100 miles of the Gulf of Mexico. I can tell you from personal experience that it's a fact. I've talked to people who have lived in Florida in the past, and how in the past, they no longer have to do this, they would take the kitchen product called PAM, P-A-M, Papa Alpha Mike. It's a product that you spray on your skillet so that the food won't stick. And they would get a can of this and spray, literally, spray the entire front of their automobile with PAM so that when the when the thousands of bugs were smashed all over the front of their vehicle, that they could more easily wash them off at the car wash. If you live within 100 miles of the Atlantic Ocean, 100 miles of the Pacific Ocean, or within 100 miles of the Gulf of Mexico, we'd like you to call us here at Republic Broadcasting and tell us what happens when you drive at night at the speed limit at 70 miles an hour on the interstate. What's your experience? Let us know. The call number here is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. This is a major story, in case you don't know it. This is a huge story compared to the silliness that gets reported on mainstream media about professional sports, Dancing with the Stars, all the silliness that takes place, who in Hollywood's getting married to who, or who's getting divorced from her, or having a baby. This is the condition of our ecology. This is the condition of our country when it comes to our country being able to function. I can't tell you for certainty what the long-term consequences are with any detail. I can tell you with certainty they're not good. That you cannot eliminate a basic fundamental part of our ecology and have everything work what we would call normally. I know that can't happen. I'm no scientist. I'm a homicide detective. What do I know? When it came to science, well, I was on the football field. I'm sorry. But I read a lot and I talk to scientists. I interview these scientists, like Professor James McCanny, like Ann Morrison, like Dr. Bill Deagle, people I count as friends. What's going on? Is it glyphosate? The ingredient that makes Roundup kill basically almost anything it touches. It's a living plant, except something that's Roundup ready. I don't know. I do know for a fact, and it's verifiable, that the bugs are gone with 100 miles of the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the Gulf Coast. That's my reality, based on personal observation and from verification from somebody who attends the briefings and is well connected at some of the highest levels. Another good reason to move to the Ozarks, because we are one of the known safe havens. And we have no shortage of bugs here compared to other parts of the country. Although I have personally noticed not as many bugs. Not as dramatic as I experienced on the East Coast and in Florida. But we still got them. Pretty scary stuff. Not that there's much we can do about it as individuals. I guess we could have the healthiest premises that we can for our homes are. That would be an attractive place for bugs to habitate and be healthy and thrive. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it? A plan B to be able to at least have bees, so the bees can do their thing and pollinate our fruits and vegetables. More to it than that. Of course, there's many species of birds that the only thing they eat is bugs, or as a main part of their diet. I'm no bird expert by any means, but I know birds, many birds, woodpeckers, for example, like to eat bugs. And if their diet consists mainly or mostly of bugs, well, they birds obviously aren't going to survive, are they? Unless they can figure out something else to eat. It brings up, this matter brings up a whole series of questions. A whole series of questions. First of all, why are the bugs dying off? Are they dying off, or are they migrating? Or both? What's the consequences of the bugs dying off? What can we do to mitigate? Questions I don't have answers for. If you do, we'd love to hear them at 800-313-9443. Okay, the call is starting to come in. Here we are. First, we have Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. What about the idea of chemtrails, all the chemicals in chemtrails? I think that would be a reason. I don't know how long you would know how long they've been spraying chemtrails.
Well, it's a better part of 20 years, but they do that all over the country, not just the East Coast, the West Coast, and the Gulf Coast. So that's unless they're spraying a lot more in those areas. So that's where the people are. Within the first 80 miles of any country near a major body of water, that's where the majority of the people are in most of the countries on the planet. So maybe they're getting more spraying. But you live in New York. And you heard me tell my story about 7 years ago, traveling east to west on the interstate in New York State. Do you drive at 70 miles an hour at night in New York in the summertime?
No, I live across from a tennis court where they have a lot of high-powered lights, and there's always a lot of bugs there. And last time you had a program on them, I looked out, and there wasn't as many. Now, I'll take note and check tonight. And
Wintertime. Well, it's wintertime. You're not going to have as many bugs. That's a given. I'm talking about, you know, when the cold weather's over and springtime is here. That's when we need to be checking, not the dead of winter.
I got one other question, John. When you go on your alert thing there from 8 to from the 13th to the go away, are you going to be live or you won't be on the air during that?
Well, I'll be on air as long as the power works. I'm getting ready to pack up all my radio equipment in Faraday boxes. That'll happen probably today and tonight.
Could you say any more about the, not your source, of course you don't say, but can you give any more details on the seriousness of, I don't know what to ask. If you could divulge any more, it'd be great.
Well, everything I put out is all I have to put out. And for those who didn't hear yesterday, I have a high-level source connected to the government that says between now and the 18th, there's a very great chance of an EMP attack on the United States, which increases dramatically beginning tomorrow. Other than that, that's as much as I got to report. The consequences are pretty easily found of what that means there, Dave.
That's okay. Thank you very much, John.
Okay, thank you. Next we go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Morning, John. Morning, John. Hi. Biological stuff, this food chain stuff is pretty bad. I'm sure you recall that Ann recently spoke about how they sprayed for mosquitoes for supposedly to protect against Zika and killed off a bunch of honeybees, you know.
Well, first, an insecticide is an insecticide is an insecticide, isn't it?
Well, no, actually, sometimes they are selective. They can be selective. In terms of, most of them are neurotoxins, and sometimes they can be selective. But in this case, whatever they used for these mosquitoes killed off millions and untold millions of bees, which are a very important part. But we're dependent upon the food chain, you know. So microbes, bugs, birds. Birds of prey, mammals. We have a whole food chain that's very intricate, and we're all dependent upon that. And just the birds. I mean, when I was a kid here in the suburbs of Philadelphia, you know, we had a much more diverse populations of songbirds, you know, in the area. I mean, we still have occasional red cardinals or blue jays, but when I was a kid, we had blue birds. You know, it was just like a robin, instead of a robin redbreast, you'd have a bird that looked like a robin but had a blue breast. Or we'd have Orioles, you know. Baltimore has a Baltimore Orioles baseball team because Orioles are common in the region. And that's no longer the case. You don't see a lot of these pretty songbirds. And we have all these. We have starlings. They have special starlicide for killing off the starlings. And so we're seeing it in the populations of bugs, birds, you name it.
We are. Glenn, thank you for the call. We got a break.
Take care.
Okay. We got a break. Stay tuned.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the home page, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peter stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 12th of January. Got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I had two things I wanted to say. This is really with respect to birds and bugs. If you put out bird food, you're going to see a lot more interesting birds than if you don't. I mean, if you like that kind of thing. And if you're very selective about what bird seed you put out, you will change the type of bird you see. If you put out cheap bird food with cracked corn in it, you're going to have starlings stuck to your siding. But if you just go and get a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seed, it's going to cost you about, $15. It's actually very cost-effective as well. You'll get most of the songbirds, and that's going to include things like cardinals and blue jays and other interesting things. However, most of the really cool birds, like bluebirds, are not necessarily seed eaters. They're meat eaters, and they like bugs, and that's why you'll see, we got a fair number of bluebirds in Missouri because, it's a state bird, but they'll sit on a post about 3 feet high and watch the ground, and when they get in the mood, when they see something move, they'll jump down and grab a bug and then get right back up on the post. So if you put out suet, and you can buy a cake of suet for about 60 cents, and it'll last anywhere from 2 days to 2 weeks, depending on the weather and what food's available out there. But you do draw in a lot of interesting birds that way. However, that really wasn't what I was going to call about. It was the lack of bees, the lack of bees, and what to do about growing food if you are a prepper and if you're thinking you're going to provide food for your family. There is one thing that will help a little bit. It's made by, a couple people make it, but the one I have in my hand is made by Fertilome, and it's called Tomato and Pepper Set. And this comes in a spray bottle like cleaner. It's not aerosol, so you don't have to worry about anything leaking, the CO2 or whatever leaking out. But what you do is you spray the blossoms, and when you spray the blossoms, it sets them just like a bee would. And it's for, of course, tomatoes, but it also works on nightshades like eggplant. But it says here you can use this for beans, cucumbers, oh, here's eggplants, melons, okra, peppers, strawberries, grapes, and other fruit bearers. I will tell you one thing interesting. If you do spray tomato blossoms before the bees get there, your tomato will be completely solid. You know the juicy, seedy part that is in every tomato. It's right. You know, it takes up about half. It won't be there. Tomato will be completely stuck. Yeah, it's really funny looking when you slice it. It's really more like an apple or something. It's just solid tomato from side to side because it's been artificially inseminated. You do get a lot more food that way. Now, I'm not suggesting that putting this stuff in your stores is a substitute for dead bees. It's, you know, but it sure will help if you're having a problem and you need some time. You know, you can push the clock back a little bit by grabbing a couple gallons of this stuff and putting it in a place where it won't freeze. And this is made by Fertilome, yeah, but I'm sure you can find it at any garden center.
Right. Well, before we wrap up this segment, the government has put a certain type of bumblebee on the endangered species list. The rusty-patched bumblebee is now on the endangered species list, and they pollinate tomatoes, cranberries, and peppers. Very important. So, okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. Up here we have more bumblebees than we do honeybees, so I rely on those bumblebees quite a bit. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
our last caller this half hour will be Dave in New York. Make it quick, Dave. We're almost out of time.
Yes, John, I forgot to ask you, did your source on that alert about an EMP say who it may come from if it does happen?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what color the freight train is. It's going to run you down. You don't care about what color it's painted. It's going to hit us.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you. Yes.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Okay, we don't have time for any more calls this half hour. Tom Berryhill will be calling in at the bottom of the hour break. This thing about bugs is very, very important. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse, for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you. Every Thursday, we take about 24 minutes to talk about a very special product called the Energy Cleaner. Most Americans over age 50 have issues with arthritis pain, back pain, not getting a great night's sleep. That's pretty ubiquitous. That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. We start these conversations with my friend, Mr. Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We know diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, we're in the dead of winter, and at the same time, the seed catalogs are coming out because people need to be aware, in my opinion, of the dual use of the Energy Cleaner, both for their personal health and well-being, as well as the productivity of their garden, and, of course, their pets as well. There's many uses. And one of the things that I really like about dogs and cats getting relief is that there's no such thing as a sugar pill when it comes to animals. You can't fool them, can you, Tom?
No, John, and we've noticed so many times, you've commented on it as well, that dogs and cats will seek out that energy cleaner pad, and that will be their favorite spot to take a nap, lay down, take it easy, and they you can shoo them away, and they'll come right back as soon as you leave the room. They really seek it out, and it helps them immensely. John, we had a dog that was, when he died, he was 18 years old, 18 years and 4 months old. And I remember the vet that had seen that dog on occasion always commented as to how good a shape he was in. Well, he had his own energy cleaner pad, and that same vet also told me that it was very uncommon for that breed of dog to live as long as he did. So they were amazed. And one time I remember being at their office for some tiny issue. He needed a stitch. He had a little wound. And a lady in the office was commenting on how good the dog looked. And she says, "How old is that puppy?" And I said, "How old do you think the dog is?" And she says, "I don't know, 3 or 4. I said, "That dog is, at the time, he was about 16. This woman couldn't believe it. She goes, "What's the secret?" And I said, "I'll tell you, but not inside this office." So on the way out, I did tell her about the energy cleaner, but I also said the dog doesn't get any vaccinations. So,
right.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, for your pets, people dearly love their pets. They're part of your family. An energy cleaner will certainly help those pets,
absolutely,
including aquarium fish. So we've done all of it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. We don't have dogs here at the moment, but we've had two dogs in the past at the same time. And we don't, most native Ozark residents don't allow dogs in the house. And a lot of people who come out from the city do, and they usually find out why we don't. But we have a separate room, not part of the house, the laundry room, with a doggy door that they could go in and out and sleep in a comfortable environment with two mattresses set up with two energy cleaner pads. And it was kind of ironic. Before we set up the energy cleaner pads, the dogs would go out and spend all day outside, regardless of the unless it was really, really cold. They would just not come back inside all day long. But once the energy cleaner pads were set up, we watched them go out for 2 or 3 hours and come back for half an hour and get on that energy cleaner pad. Go out for a couple of hours and then come back. So they would go in and out all day long using that energy cleaner signal as I saw fit. Dogs work by, and cats, they work by instinct. And Tim Spencer's talked about this a number of times, how he has to keep the bedroom door shut because he allows dogs in the house. Or if he doesn't, they'll be on that bed in a heartbeat where the energy cleaner pad is set up in his home. The dogs do get relief. They're healthier. They have more energy. They live longer. And, of course, the same thing applies to the human beings that use the energy cleaner as well, doesn't it, Tom?
Yes, it does, John. And I always remember the woman that came to one of the health expos where we were showing the energy cleaner and other products, and this woman was talking about her small Cocker Spaniel that had been at death's door. The dog was having kidney failure and problems along those lines, and she said the energy cleaner brought that dog back around in just one day. The dog was really near death, but after sleeping one night on an energy cleaner pad, the next morning the dog had better kidney function, and within 2 or 3 days, she said the dog was acting like a puppy again, to the astonishment of the veterinarian. So we see it all the time, and it does it
we
for
do.
People too.
We do, absolutely. If you're a new listener, we're talking about the energy cleaner, a healing device. It's not a Rife machine. It's not a Rife frequency generator machine. It's not a TENS unit. It's entirely different technology. The energy cleaner puts out a healing electrostatic signal, similar to a radio signal, but it's not a radio signal, but that's something that people can understand. You get yourself a factory-made fitted mattress pad. You put it on your twin size, full queen, king, California king. Get it on your bed, hook up the energy cleaner, and all you need to do is sleep on it. That's all you need to do. There's another method which is very effective. If you have a bathtub or access to a hot tub, you fill up that bathtub with comfortably warm water. Attach a metal spoon with that, because it has no sharp edges. Put that in the water. Keep the energy cleaner dry. And just get down that water up to your chin until the water starts cooling off, or you keep putting more warm water in there. With a hot tub, turn down the temperature to 98 degrees. It's going to take a full day for that temperature to get down because it's a large body of water. Put the metal spoon in there and spend an hour in there. And if you've got a chronic condition, you're going to want to do this twice a day with either the bathtub or the hot tub. An hour in the morning, an hour in the evening, and then sleep on that signal. If you're confined to home and really can't leave, you're going to want a 12 by 24 inch pad for your recliner so that when you're reading a book or watching a movie, you're getting that signal, the benefit of that signal as well. At the clinic, Tom, that Lee Kroc had set up, he had pads on recliners, hot tubs, I think three hot tubs set up, and of course, pads set up on people's beds. So that, except for when people were eating or walking around the premises basically a couple of hours a day, they had 21, 22 hours a day exposure to the energy cleaner signal, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, John, all the time. The longer you're on it, the better it works. So when people would show up to visit with Lee Kroc, he would issue each person their own personal energy cleaner. It was theirs to use for the duration of their stay. He allowed people to stay as long as they wished to learn about this mode of healing. So they would have recliners with pads. They could connect the machine to that pad on the recliner and sit there, and then Lee would give them somewhat of a mini-type seminar that would educate them on what's going on while they're actually on the machine. Then he had hot tubs set up. The beds had pads on them. I mean, that place was fully equipped so that you could stay on that signal, that healing signal, for the duration of the day or the majority of the day. He had several cars and trucks that people could use if they needed to go into the nearby town for shopping or what have you. And Lee even equipped some of those vehicles with pads so that they had the you know, they had the opportunity to keep healing even while they were traveling down the road.
People would show up in wheelchairs, canes, crutches, walkers, and walk out the door a few days later, wouldn't they?
That happened in so many cases, John, almost countless cases. People did come in wheelchairs and pushed a wheelchair out. I experienced that myself at one of the seminars I gave locally here, and a woman came in a wheelchair. Her friends brought her, so it was not somebody planted. I mean, the people in this group all knew each other, so they knew this woman was in some serious pain. And she came in a wheelchair, but she walked out of that room that evening. And that was maybe, she used it for about an hour, something like that.
Right,
but she got some pretty good relief pretty quick, and that woman was able to leave that evening on foot, pushing the wheelchair out herself. It was really something to see.
It is amazing. It is amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you scroll down to the right side of my homepage, you'll see the red, white, and blue logo for the energy cleaner. Click on there. You can read the patent application information. You can read the excellent testimonials from people that I know that have had relief or had their life saved, literally, with the energy cleaner. And, of course, you can see the mattress pads for sale, the energy cleaners for sale. You can place your order right there at my website. Now, keep in mind, I do something your health care provider is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Your health care provider would probably be out of business in a few months if they offered a 30-day money-back guarantee on their services. We all know why, don't we? So that's from me to you. It doesn't involve Tom Berryhill or any third party. That's John Moore's personal guarantee to you, a 30-day money-back guarantee. I should have done this years ago, Tom, but it just didn't occur to me. But it's been a very successful program. I get, I would say out of any given 12 months, I get maybe three or four returns out of the hundreds that I ship out. So it's been a good program. It gives people peace of mind, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does, John. And I sometimes think that maybe if people could just stick with it a little longer, maybe they haven't tried it enough. We've had so many cases, especially with like fibromyalgia, where that pain is there and it's lingering. The people just don't quite give it enough time. I know one woman locally had fibromyalgia problems, and she told me herself, and I believe there's another one that's that people could read about right on your website in those testimonials. That's another local person, that, and that woman had, in both cases, they had long-time fibromyalgia problems, and it took a little bit of time. They couldn't get rid of it in two or three days. It took several months, but I know in both cases it was in excess of 60 days that you know, it took for that pain issue. But it, they did right. totally eliminate the fibromyalgia pain from their lives, but it did take a couple of months plus. But in the long term, it'll go away, and they were very, very thankful.
I bet they were. I bet they were. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I talk a lot about what I call energy cleaner procrastinators. It's a very natural human response. You've been dealing with chronic pain issues, sleep issues for years, possibly decades. You're used to going to a highly qualified medical professional that's got 8, 10, 12 years education past high school with impressive credentials. Impressive office. Maybe they work at a hospital with multi-million dollars worth of equipment. And here's John Moore offering a black plastic box the size of a cigar box with 9Ds and Delta, 9D cell batteries, saying that, hey, this black plastic box can do what your highly trained medical professionals with all this multi-million dollars worth of diagnostic equipment, this black plastic box will do what all that can't do. It is counterintuitive, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to believe. So, John, it's a hard sell. But what's worked best for us is after you get these units out in the field, that's when the sales take off. And I'm sure you've noticed repeat orders.
Yes.
Friends. Friends will contact you. You know, they want one of those machines just like their neighbor got or their uncle or their brother right. or sister and so on. Right. And that's how much of
they don't even know what it's called. They don't even know what it's called.
That's right.
Whatever that thing is, I want one too. We got a call.
That's right.
We got Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. And hi, Tom. Good to hear your voice again. I was wondering what kind of a background did Lee Kroc have? He must have invented other things during his career. Just a comment on that would be interesting.
Well, Dave, when I first learned about Lee Kroc, I thought he was a farmer. He told me he had a farm. He lived on a farm in Ohio. I didn't know that much about him, only to learn later that the man was incredibly wealthy. He owned numerous businesses. I got to know him pretty good, and some of the things he told me were quite interesting. But mainly after World War II, he was a World War II vet, and Lee got out of the service, and he started in the construction business. And in his area, he built the airport. He built many roads. They did excavating. He built hundreds and hundreds of homes, industrial plants, commercial buildings. He even built the annex building to the courthouse where they dragged him in there to try him for practicing medicine without a license. So he even built the building where they held his trial, which of course got kicked out. They threw it out of court. They couldn't figure out what he was doing. They just didn't understand this mode of healing. But Lee owned numerous businesses, numerous, a grocery store, a restaurant, a nursing home, and his construction company. He had around 430 employees total that were employed by his various businesses.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Very interesting. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, thank you, Dave. The call number is 800-313-9443. And if you want to order an energy cleaner, I got a toll-free order line 24 hours a day, answered by very polite young men and women, very well trained in St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown. Don't try to leave a message for me there. This is an order line only. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. When you order online, you can pay with PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. And by the way, if you need to spread those payments out and you live in the United States, PayPal now takes payments. That'll help spread out those several hundred dollars that you may spend for an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. We need to talk also, Tom, while we got the break coming up here. The seed catalogs are coming out, and we need to get people up to speed on using energy cleaner for their gardens, don't we?
Oh, yeah, John. Incredible growth rate of the plants. Recently, some people contacted me, and they were overwhelmed with the plant growth and some cold frames they set up. So you have to be ready. If you get those seedlings started, have your plot ready to accept them, or you're going to be overwhelmed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 12th day of January, visiting with Tom Berryhill. We're talking about the energy cleaner. Well, we got a new year here, Tom. It's a great time to have people consider where they are in life, where they'd like to be in life, and whether they want to have the full, fun, productive, healthy life that we all need and deserve. And the energy cleaner is not the silver bullet, but it's part of an overall healthy lifestyle, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, sir, it really is. John, I should also mention, I like to do this occasionally, there's some books that people should look into if they want to learn more about this type of healing, by Dr. Robert Becker. We've talked about him before. One of the books is called Cross Currents, and the subtitle is The Perils of Electropollution and the Promise of Electromedicine. That is an excellent book that goes into quite a bit of technical detail on what we're doing here. So it would be very helpful for anybody interested in the in this type of healing to obtain that book. And, of course, Dr. Becker's other book is called The Body Electric. That's an excellent book as well. Those two books will bring you up to speed on what's really going on. You can learn more about it. They get rather technical, but I think most people can find their way through it and have a much better understanding about this type of healing. The pharmaceuticals sometimes are required, but they're not the only way, and they're not necessarily the best way. The side effects are terrible in many cases. With our type of healing, there's really no side effects.
Oh, I need to mention, we need to do our drawing. I'll do it real quick here. I'll reach inside the envelope. Now, we have a special program here. Every 2 weeks, we draw a postcard, and whoever's postcard is drawn, they get to purchase an energy cleaner from me for, what's the discount? It's $215 as opposed to $285, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it's a $70 discount.
$70 discount. Well, I need to step away from my microphone here just a moment to get the envelope. So hold on, please, Tom. All right, Tom, I got the envelope. I'm reaching inside, and let's see what we got. Here we have Susan. Area code 703. That's Susan in area code 703 in Dumfries, Virginia. Dumfries, Virginia. So, Susan, I'll be in touch with you. And check this out at my website, ladies and gentlemen. Get the postcards in. The next drawing will be 2 weeks from today. And if your postcard is drawn, you get to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off, and any mattress pad, 10% off. And $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting to help support Republic Broadcasting. And, Tom, you're the man sponsoring this. I want to thank you for helping Republic Broadcasting, sir.
Well, John, I enjoy it, and I think it's something that needs to be done. We should all support them. That is an education that can't be had anywhere else on the planet. Anybody that listens to Republic Broadcasting will be very well informed, learn valuable information that's not taught in any school.
Okay. Tom, thank you. Look forward to having you back next Thursday.
Thank you, John.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Harness. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.